And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And happy Thursday, one and all, as another Thursday Roundtable makes its way to your radio here on this lovely day after September 11th. I'll tell you, every time 9/11 comes around, if that doesn't stop you in your tracks and make you realize what people went through, you know, what an unbelievable experience. And we even had a little piece of that here at the radio station back on the original 9/11 in 2001. And I'm going to tell you about that a little bit later on in the show, because you'll never guess who was fortunate or unfortunate enough to be on news duty that morning on 9/11. We'll have the full story for you a little bit later on. And coming up in just a few moments, we're going to find out all about the Imagination Library. It is not something you really have to imagine. It actually is coming to fruition and also coming to the Prescott Public Library. And so Brandon Montoya will be here shortly to talk about the Imagination Library. He is the president of the Prescott Frontier Rotary Club, and they are involved in the Imagination Library. So we're going to have all that information for you, then talk some 9/11. And then a little bit later on, we'll get Chuck Roberts in here for goodness knows what. But it'll be enough to finish the hour, I can tell you that. So stick around for the roundtable. It's coming up right now, right here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us. The coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer. When you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. For the last 17 years, there's been something for everyone at Olson's Arizona Aquafest, and it's free. Just show up at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds on Saturday, September 14th, and enjoy. This year, we have special guests from last year, back by popular demand. The Heritage Park Zoo will be at the Aquafest with displays and educational talks on a variety of animals. Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary is a nonprofit wildlife sanctuary dedicated to the conservation of native and exotic animals. Go to olsonsgrain.com for more info. the way, the Highland Center for Natural History would like you to join them Sunday, September 22nd at the Windmill House in Chino Valley for their Wander the Wild fundraiser. Help children discover the wonders of nature by supporting this outstanding event. The live auction and dinner offer domestic and international outdoor adventure and experience packages, educational field trips, and nature-inspired works of art by local artists. All proceeds support children's nature-based education programs. For more info and tickets, call 776-9550 or go to HighlandCenter.org.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me live in the studio right now is Brandon Montoya. He is the president of the Prescott Frontier Rotary Club. And in the interest of full disclosure, and I probably should pay a kiss-up buck for this, I too am a member of the Prescott Frontier Rotary Club. But Brandon is here not just in his position as president of the Prescott Frontier Rotary, but also here to talk about the Imagination Library that is coming to the Prescott Public Library. So I guess, Brandon, the first thing is, what's the Imagination Library and why is it coming to the Prescott Public Library?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the air, Sanford, to talk about this program. It's really a pretty cool program. It was started by Dolly Parton, and in Tennessee. And she basically is trying to promote childhood literacy. So she started her program in Tennessee, and the goal was to build a library for small children from the age of 0 to 5. And so she started the program in Tennessee, and they have about, I think, a 99% success rate with getting books to kids from 0 to 5. And the way the program works is, you sign up your kid and they get a book every month, and the book comes addressed to the kid with their name in the mail. And so the book is, and they have about, I think, 60 books that they'll get over the course of birth to 5.
Wow.
And so they it's really cool. They curate these books, and they start actually with The Little Engine That Could. And so they get these books, and it's not just a book, but it's also an interactive experience for the parent, where the parent can, there's some guides in the back of the book where you can ask the kids questions and kind of engage them with it as they get older and you're doing it.
Now, do you have to have a library card in order to do this?
So the great thing about this program is you don't have to have any connection to the library at all. The way it's working in Prescott, and we, to be fair, are adopting this program from the Verde Valley, first did this program. So there's a Rotary Club in Sedona that started this program in the local kind of, by county area. We're doing it here with, you know, and it's not just our Rotary Club, the Prescott Frontier Rotary Club. It's the Sunup Rotary Club and then the Prescott Friday Rotary Club as well. So all you have to do is sign up and that's it. And you have to live in the zip codes that we're launching it with. So there's 3 zip codes that are eligible. And if you live in those zip codes, you're eligible to participate. All you have to do is sign up.
Okay, so what's the big event tomorrow? Because are you dedicating this library? Is that what the deal is?
So it's Saturday.
Saturday. Okay.
So Saturday on the 14th, it's a
even better.
It's a kickoff event at the public library, and there's going to be kind of a ceremony. Part of it. And then there's going to be fun, like kids, and it's a kid-friendly event. So bring your kids, get them signed up. There's going to be all sorts of games and stuff for them to do. You can enroll them for the program, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
So now the original idea dating back to Dolly Parton, I thought that, you know, quite frankly, the idea of bringing early literacy to children is such a great idea. And without the Imagination Library, what do parents typically have, you know, as their option for, you know, getting early childhood, you know, reading material.
Right. So that, you know, it would be the typical resources that you have where either, you know, you take your kid to the library, the public library, or you know, they have book fairs at various, you know, if you have an older kid who's in school, they have those scholastic book fairs. The great thing about this, and I have a son who's three, and so I can freshly relate to this experience where, especially nowadays, people get busy, you have things going on, and you try to read to your kids every day you can, but, you know, it's a busy life that we all live. And so what I find what I think is really cool about this program is it's a prompt. It's something that comes in the mail and it's addressed to the kid. And I know, I'm 34 and I still get excited when I get a package in the mail. And I don't know anyone. And I know it, and I think it's the little kid in me. And so I can just see my son getting something in the mail and kind of knowing that it's for him. And, you know, after a while, kids kind of getting trained. And then I know now my son, he'll get a book. We'll buy him a book and he'll come and he'll want me to read it over and over and over and over again. And so I think that's the idea is that it's a kind of a unique, special way to really engage the kids and the parents with this reading program.
Okay, so this event is going to be on Saturday at the Prescott Public Library. How did the Rotary Clubs initially get involved in the creation of the Prescott Imagination Library?
So that's a great question. We had a program at our Rotary Club that is on Tuesdays at noon, and we had a woman by the name of Dr. Jean Barton, who is a member of the Sedona Rotary Club. Mm-hmm. She came and she basically talked about the program that they launched there, and their program, you know, initially it was one club that started it, and then it expanded to all the Sedona area clubs, and they have had huge success, and they do these things where they'll go and, you know, deliver books and they'll read, and it's a really interactive program for their club. And it's the kind of thing that now people all over the world really recognize their Rotary Club as being a part of this. And so she came and spoke at our club for lunch, and a number of our Rotarians just saw and said, "Hey, why aren't we doing this?" And then a number of Rotarians in other clubs said the same thing. And what was really great about this is there's a little friendly competition, as I'm sure you're aware, between the various Rotary Clubs. And I always like to talk at the meetings about how the Prescott Frontier Rotary Club is now the largest Rotary Club in Prescott. But we jibe each other all the time. But this was a real collaborative effort. And it wasn't just a collaborative effort between the three Rotary Clubs in the Prescott area, but it's also the Friends of the Public Library, which is a volunteer arm of the public library, came together to do this. You know, Dolly Parton Imagination Library as a larger nonprofit entity came together to do this. And then there's a nonprofit called Read On Prescott that also came in. So it's the work of a lot of different people coming together. And the nice thing is our Rotary Club, they basically said, hey, the Friends of the Public Library said, hey, we'll do the administrative component of this. We'll make sure we're keeping all the numbers. We'll be making sure we're doing the postage and all that stuff. We just need you guys in the Rotary Club to help bankroll this. And so we've been able to do that by using the various foundations for the various Rotary Clubs, as well as a district grant for our Rotary. So, you know, we started this with seed money of about $12,000, and we're really excited to get it launched.
Now, who was instrumental in getting the grant from the district?
So that would be a Rotarian by the name of Noel D'Souza. So Noel, he's been a longtime Rotarian in our club, and I think even before he came to Prescott, and he's got a background as an educator. Mm-hmm. So it was really a passionate project for him. And he wrote that grant, got it going. And I know Kevin Pitts, who is in the Friday Prescott Rotary Club, and then AJ Sheridan, who's in the Sunup Club, they both were also instrumental in doing the grants for their clubs.
Well, this seems kind of like a natural outreach for Prescott Frontier Rotary due to the fact that our major fundraiser every year is Grapes for Grades, and we have been a huge supporter of the Prescott Unified School District's summer reading and math program, which has now evolved into a student improvement, a much wider spectrum. But this just seems like a natural outreach to that, because we've already been involved in the arena of literacy, maybe not to kids that are 0 to 5, but certainly their counterparts in the elementary, middle school, and high school.
Well, and you're right. It's a natural extension. I think if you look about at our club, we initially started doing that basically that K-8 summer school program, and then what we expanded in the last couple of years was, and I talked to Marty Reed and Joe Howard about this, on the radio maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, about how we expanded to what's called Pathway to Graduation, which is a way for kids in high school who are falling behind in classes, or maybe they need to make up a class to graduate. Our Rotary Club started a grant program where we put $3,000, because it's not free for those kids to go and do those courses because they have to do them online. And so this is kind of a natural extension where our mission as a Rotary Club, Prescott Frontier Rotary Club, is Prescott's kids and beyond. So it's just natural that now we're kind of blanketing all the kids on all ages, and it's really cool.
Now, is it the hope that once these children aged 0 to 5 get these books in the mail and it stimulates their desire to read and so forth, that they will then extend beyond that and actually start coming to the library as maybe more of their interest goes forward as they get a little older?
Oh, sure. And I think that's why the Prescott Public Library has been really involved in this project as well, because they are dedicated to this idea of, you get kids started early with passion about, and I've seen this with my own kids. You get them started early and they're excited. They get excited to go to the library. My son, even at 3, we drive by the library and he knows right where it is. And he's like, come on, let's go in, Dad. So I think you just inspire that passion and get them excited about reading.
I'm just curious as to whether or not, because as you mentioned, you're 30 something, whether or not, books, are still the best way for kids to learn to read as opposed to some of the other, internet-based or computer-based methods of teaching linguistics and so forth, or is it kind of a combination?
Sure. I think, in my opinion, ultimately it's a combination, right? I mean, you have to have kids who are technologically literate as well now. But I think there's nothing that can replace that kind of tactile experience that kids have with books. I mean, even my son, his favorite book is this fire truck book that makes noises and stuff. And, he's not, at 3, he's not reading, but he's engaged with it. And I don't think that's the kind of experience that you can necessarily overlay directly into a piece with technology.
All right. So the open house, I guess it is, for the Imagination Library is coming up on Saturday. Give us as much information as you can about the events, what's going to be going on, what time people can go, and obviously the kids are the number one thing. They're the most welcome.
Sure. So this program is Saturday, September 14th, from 10 in the morning to noon. There's going to be a brief ceremonial kind of part of it from 10 to about 10:30, and then there's just going to be a lot of different fun activities for kids to do for the remainder of the time. The important thing I want to let people know is that it is specifically to sign up for kids 0 to 5. And if you're if you have a kid between 0 to 5 that's in zip codes 86301, 86303, or 86305, you can sign up right then and there and they'll get a free book in the mail. You can also go online to sign up for that if you can't make it to this event. And the website that you want to go to sign up for that is going to be imaginationlibrary.com/USA/affiliate/AZ Prescott.
Well, first of all, congratulations. As the incoming president of Prescott Frontier Rotary, you've done a fine job of helping to stimulate interest in membership, which has been a great thing to see, and also to the members that have been out there actively canvassing the countryside, bringing people into Guacamayas on Tuesdays at noon to partake in fellowship. And for folks that want to know more about Rotary, where might they be able to get some information?
PrescottFrontierRotary.com. And it's a great club. One of the things I'm so inspired by coming to that club and now having the fortunate ability to you know, the privilege to lead that club on Tuesdays is I stand on the shoulders of a lot of different people who've come before me. And it is a collaborative effort of a lot of people.
And a lot of those people are still in that room watching your every move. So the Imagination Library this coming Saturday, 10 till noon. And thanks on behalf of Prescott Frontier Rotary, Brandon Montoya, the president, and to your three-year-old son. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Sanford. It was a pleasure.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, reflections on 9/11. That's coming up next here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Now there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Pros like you expect more out of the brands you use every day. Lowe's gets it. It's why we stock the best brands so you can get the job done right every time. And now we're offering pro customers a chance to give one of those brands a try for free. Right now, pros can get up to 10 gallons of Valspar paint absolutely free and experience firsthand how Valspar delivers a smooth application and reliable color for all your touch-up work. Take your next paint job to the next level. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid in Orlando and Phoenix stores only. Requires return authorization number. See Pro Desk for details.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And yesterday's 9/11 remembrance on a number of different venues certainly brought back lots of chilling memories, I'm sure, for all of us. Everyone really kind of remembers where they were when the planes hit the World Trade Center's Towers 1 and 2. I certainly remember where I was when that happened because I was right here in the studio. And this was, there was a week when our morning person had left and our new person, Ken Byers, was due to arrive in about a week. So it was during that week that yours truly was doing the news on KPPV at 7 o'clock in the morning. And as is pretty typical of me, rather than coming in and getting all prepared and having all of my stories ready to go, I would generally come in for the 7 o'clock news at about 6:58. And that would literally give me enough time to when the AP news clock would go, it's 7 o'clock, I'd throw the fader up and the announcer would come on AP Network News, I'm Joe Beats, or whatever his name is. And then while Joe was doing his one-minute news, I would run back to the back room where the AP teletype was, and it would be cranking out the stories, both from the state and from the national news for that day. And I would generally run back there and I'd grab a bunch of wire copy and I'd, you know, what they call in the radio business, rip and read, basically pull out the Arizona stories and read them for our newscast at 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, this time was different. When I hit the fader up and the guy says, this is AP Network News, instead he says, this is an emergency, you know, national news update from AP Network News. The World Trade Center, my airplane has flown into the World Trade Center and, you know, and a second plane is, you know, and I'm like, I'm literally staring at the board going, what? What? And so I run back there to the AP news copy thing, which normally has probably about 7 or 8, you know, sheets of worth of stuff. Well, this thing had been cranking nonstop for like the last hour and a half. And so I take this big wad of brown teletype paper and run it all into the studio. And I was just in shock. Well, then I turned on the TV back here too so I could keep up on the coverage. And I called my wife at home and I said, hey, you better turn the TV on. Two planes just ran into the World Trade Center. And right then and there, we knew that this was not an accident. This wasn't something where a plane like fell out of the sky and hit the World Trade Center just, you know, by accident. It was a deliberate act. And it was just overwhelming, the immediacy of hearing this, you know, terrible, terrible news, and then reading our local news and then going back to music. And it was like, you know, and so when 8 o'clock came around and the full scope of what had taken place was known between the two trade centers, the Pentagon, and the fourth plane that never got to its intended target that crashed in Pennsylvania, we decided at that moment at 8 o'clock that we were just going to play news for the rest of the day. And that's literally what we did. We had 24-hour news coverage the rest of the day on 9/11 and continued into the next day. And then a really strange phenomenon happened after that. And this just goes to show you that in retrospect, this was an attack on all of us, not just New York, not just Manhattan, not just the World Trade Center. It was an attack on all of us because I got calls from advertisers telling me that they wanted their ads taken off the air because this attack had put such a horrible damper on everyone's psyche that a lot of these business people, they didn't want to be advertising. Hey, we're having our big Labor Day sale has been extended, you know, and all that. They just, nothing happy. Nobody wanted anything happy going on. All we wanted to do was keep on top of the coverage of what was going on at the World Trade Center and in New York. And we literally, as a community, fell into a 24-hour nonstop trance watching what took place with our fellow citizens in New York. And I don't know about you, but I know from my vantage point, every time 9/11 happens, I can't possibly ignore the day and treat it like it was just some other day. I mean, and this 9/11 was not one of those even-numbered ones where it's the 10th anniversary or the 20th or the 30th or 25th or whatever. And I don't know that the pain of the event is any better or worse in an even-numbered year or a year that ends with zero as it is for people that, you know, take this stuff seriously. But I will tell you one thing that really elevated this year's 9/11 remembrance. And that is the pronouncement by the son of one of the women that was killed in the World Trade Center bombing. His name was Nicholas Hallos Jr. And I want you to remember that name. This guy, tremendously courageous to do what he did. He took such umbrage with the utterance by Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, complaining that the reason why the CARE group, the Citizens for Arab American Islamic Relations or something, the reason they were formed was because somebody did something. And she took a lot of heat for that. And the people that gave her heat were taking heat. Oh, you're just saying this because she's a Muslim. You're just saying this because she's a woman. You're just saying this because she's a woman of color. No, it was a stupid thing to say. And she could have been a Scandinavian and said the same thing. And it would have been just as offensive. And it, of course, made a little bit more sense when you find out that the CARE group, the Citizens for American Islamic Relations, was actually formed several years before this. So she was not only trying to minimize the Muslim aspect of the Islamic terror attack that took place at the World Trade Center, but she was basically lying about it. And this guy, Nicholas Hallos, wore a t-shirt that he had made or had made that said, some people did something, you know, and took it upon himself to say, let me tell you what these some people are. They're Islamic terrorists. They deliberately flew airplanes into our World Trade Center and killed over 3,000 people. That's the something. And these are the people that did it. And how dare you minimize their involvement in what happened and try to turn it into some kind of a prejudicial statement. So my hat's off to Mr. Hallos Jr. And, you know, we feel sorry, of course, for his loss of his dear mother, who was working as a receptionist at age 76 in a financial services company. And she was like the mom of this entire office. And she was supposed to retire, but they asked her, could you please work one more year? And that one more year included 9/11, 2001. We're going to take a break, and Chuck Roberts is going to join us, and we're going to figure out something else to say after the news right here on your Thursday Roundtable Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and we're streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We're back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This September, head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the Break the Bank giveaway. Earn entries now through September 26th. Then every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m., come see if you qualify to smash our piggy bank for your chance to bag a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes each week. This could be your biggest break yet. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for a smashing good time.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
In this moment, who has your back?
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck? No problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A fugitive couple on the Fed's most wanted list is back in custody. The U.S. Marshal's Office and law enforcement partners found murder suspects Blaine and Susan Barksdale at a home in Tonto Basin. Van Bayless with the Marshal's Office, who was on scene, says,
as Blaine stepped out, he was cooperative for quite a while until he got about 15 feet from one of my arrest contact teams. And he became verbally abusive, also made some pretty aggressive movement towards individuals. They simultaneously used less than lethal devices, one being a taser and one being a beanbag round.
Bayless says the force was enough to take down Blaine, and he was arrested.
Susan Barksdale, about 5 minutes later, came out. She was taken into custody.
No weapons were found in the home. The Barksdales face murder charges in the death of Frank Bly of Tucson, whose body still has not been found.
We rallied up quite a few folks out of here, quickly got on the phone with the sheriffs and their chief deputies and DPS to get into that area.
Sunny today and most of this weekend, cooling after bedtime with mostly clear skies to about 53 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Highs near 88 tomorrow and Saturday, 84 Sunday, with a 10% chance for Saturday lunchtime rain, 20% Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling late tonight to near 57, heating up to a sunny 97 Friday and Saturday, 94 Sunday, with a 30% chance for scattered Sunday showers. A huge cool down arrives Tuesday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Generations of great service. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. 928-567-2200.
If life is a bowl of cherries, why not make them the biggest, sweetest cherries ever?
Waters Garden Center is super excited to introduce our new organic fruit and vegetable plant food.
This fertilizer has the bonus of added calcium that gives fruit trees and veggies an extra boost to produce healthy, abundant crops.
Feed your plants now to help them thrive and grow more fruits than ever. And just $27 for a 20-pound bag.
Safe, natural, organic fruit and vegetable plant food only at Waters Garden Center.
This September, head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the Break the Bank giveaway. Earn entries now through September 26th. Then every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m., come see if you qualify to smash our piggy bank for your chance to bag a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes each week. This could be your biggest break yet. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for a smashing good time.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
We need a break, so we're going to take a little siesta and just talk about music.
I think that's a good idea.
Music hath charm to soothe the savage breast. People think it's beast. But it's actually breast.
Well, that's not right.
It's savage either way. Anyway, so, we wanted to, first of all, alert the public that Hans Olsen is coming to town. And if you don't know who that is, well, we'll tell you. He's a blues legend here in Arizona and is the current president of the and founder. So he's not the current founder. He actually is the founder. He's founder and current president of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. And so he's going to be playing over at the Birdcage Saloon down on Whiskey Row on Sunday. And normally we don't talk about places that don't advertise. But Hans Olsen is not only a great ambassador for blues and for blues in Arizona, when it comes to the Blues Hall of Fame, he's also my boss. So, of course, I'm going to say nice things about him.
Well, you certainly have set up with the Badass Blues system where, as you mentioned some months ago, you are the largest purveyor of blues this side of the Mississippi.
Well, this side of Houston, Texas, to be exact.
Okay.
There is there's a 24-hour blues station in Houston, Texas. But yeah, once you go west of Houston, and there's a whole lot of territory west of Houston to hear. But yeah, we're the only 24/7 blues. And I want to mention, too, what a shout-out for Northern Arizona Blues Alliance, NASBA, and Dr. Bob Solani in particular. They put on a Red Rockin' Blues Festival this past weekend up in Sedona. And I'll tell you what a great time. The folks that came to the Mary Fisher Theater on Friday night saw Leon Jay, who is he reenacts a lot of the old blues stories of Robert Johnson making a deal with the devil at the crossroads. That's basically how the blues got started. And he plays a lot of old-timey blues guitar. And then Chuck Hall, who is also a member of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, a great guitarist, played solo guitar for about 100-plus folks at the Mary Fisher Theater.
I think you interviewed him last week.
I did. We had him on our show here last Thursday. And then Saturday at the Posse Grounds Amphitheater, which, I mean, it's really hard to take a bad picture anywhere in Sedona. And certainly this Posse Grounds Amphitheater is no exception. The folks from Northern Arizona Blues Alliance set up the show. We had a number of great performers. Big Daddy D and the Dynamites were there, and Daryl and his gang were ripping the place up. And we had a gal by the name of Diane Rain, who had just come from the Big Blues Bender in Las Vegas. And she's kind of like, I guess you would say she's kind of reminds you of like a pop singer, but she plays amazing blues and Hendrix style guitar.
Oh, wow.
And sings like, not like Janis Joplin kind of blues, but actually more like Taylor Swift kind of blues. But she was playing with two of our guys, one the bass player from Big Daddy D and Dr. Bob. It's great to see how these musicians can just make it up on the fly, because the three of them literally had never seen each other until they were up on stage performing in front of the group. But we had a bunch of new members, a bunch of people signed up to be members of NASBA. And of course, if you listening right there would like to be a member of the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance and be privy to where all these free events are going on, where you can see all kinds of great blues performances throughout Northern Arizona, you can just go to NASBA.org and check it out. Or better yet, you can go to our website, which in this part of the world, you have a number of different ways that you can access Badass Blues. You can go to BadassBluesPrescott.com, BadassBluesPrescottValley.com, BadassBluesChinoValley.com, BadassBluesCottonwood.com, BadassBluesClarksdale.com, Clarkdale, BadassBluesVerdeValley.com, BadassBluesSedona.com, BadassBluesFlagstaff.com, or the easier way to remember it is just go to TheBlues101.com, and any one of those ways will get you there. And there's even an easier way that we've just come up with, thanks to our friend Melissa Byrne, who worked diligently to make this happen. We now have an app. You can go to the App Store on your iPhone or your smartphone, and you can download our free Badass Blues app, and it'll be right there. The icon will be right there on your phone. And so when you touch it, it not only pops up on your phone, but immediately starts playing music. And you got 24/7 blues music coming to your phone or mobile device or computer with our Badass Blues app. So we couldn't make it any easier to keep the blues alive.
And one of the things that you mentioned, when people see these musicians who are, I call, jamming, to watch them, they look at each other and they smile because they're doing riffs, and it's really a beautiful thing to see. It's not like they've been working this out for hours and hours and hours, and it's magic.
Yeah, what they'll do is they will kind of nod at each other, yeah. When it's your turn to do your solo, and then you'll do, however many bars, and then when you're done, or when you know you're going to
you nod back.
Yeah. And so they all kind of take turns with these signals between each other, and it's really cool to watch it happen as they create on the fly. But Hans Olsen will be at the Birdcage Saloon this coming Sunday afternoon. So drop in and see him, and make sure when you do see him, tell him that you heard about it on the radio, and then he'll know that it came from us.
Yes. 'Cause
nobody else is talking about this but us.
And doing a service to the community.
Yeah. We're going to take another break. We've got a little bit more time before we hit the news, so stick around. More Thursday Roundtable coming your way live right here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion, maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. Wanted to talk about an event that's coming up in October. It is unique in a number of different ways. It is a Halloween extravaganza, is what the title of it is. And it is on, I believe it's October 25th. It's a Friday night, October 25th, and it is sponsored by Arizona Walkaway. Now, if you don't know about Arizona Walkaway, I'll tell you all about it. The Walkaway program was something that was championed by a young man by the name of Brandon Straka, and Brandon Straka was he was far left, as left as left could be politically, and he had an epiphany once Donald Trump ran for office and started listening to the economic message that then candidate Trump was putting out. Straka, you know, had a change of heart, and he really embraced the entire conservative economic agenda, which then spread to the, you know, political agenda. And so he organized a group of like-minded people like him who were always very far on the left, and the encouragement was for them to just walk away from the whole lefty thing and join up with the conservatives. And so Brandon Straka is going to be in Arizona on October 25th in Chandler to be one of the guest speakers at this great event taking place. You can go to eventbrite.com, that's EventBrite, eventbrite.com, and look this event up in Chandler, October 25th, the Halloween extravaganza for Walkaway, and you can get tickets for that. Now, as to who's going to be at the event, doing some speech making on behalf of Walkaway, Representative Andy Biggs, who has been appearing rather frequently on Fox News. He's going to be there as one of the featured speakers, in addition to Mr. Straka, the Walkaway guy. And the president of the Senate, Karen Fan, is going to be there as a featured speaker as well. And a number of other people from around Arizona that support what Brandon Straka is doing. We have a local Walkaway coordinator by the name of Suzanne Caitlin that brought this event to my attention. And so we're going to go check it out. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. It is, again, October 25th in Chandler. Eventbrite.com is where you would go to get ticket information for the walkaway Halloween extravaganza.
So there you go.
So there you have it. We've just got a couple of minutes left in order to set the record straight in terms of what we're going to be doing for the rest of the day and even into tomorrow.
I'm taking this down now.
We've got Mark Levin coming up, for God's sake. Mark Levin, the great one, will be coming up next here on KQ&A. And then tomorrow at 4 o'clock,
yes.
It's Mike, Doc, and yours truly, will be hosting Let's Talk Sports at 4 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about the Cardinals and their magnificent comeback. They say a tie is like kissing your sister.
Yeah.
Well, I would give my sister all kinds of kisses for a tie like this. This was coming back from the brink of destruction.
Well, people just couldn't believe we looked so bad. I think some people left.
A lot of people left.
They said the parking lot was people milling around in the parking lot.
A lot of people left. Now, I was at the game, and a lot of people left. They thought that this thing was done. And, you know,
It wasn't just done. We didn't look good.
No, well, the funny thing was that in the fourth quarter, what the team did differently than they did in the other three quarters, they did the no-huddle offense. So this thing was like, go, 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 go. And I guess that's maybe what the strategy is going to be offensively. Let's see if they do this against the Ravens next week, because the Ravens beat their opponents 59-10.
Yes.
So it's a whole nother story. Anyway, I want to say a big thank you to Brandon Montoya from Prescott Frontier Rotary for joining us to talk about the Imagination Library. Again, that open house at the Prescott Public Library is Saturday from 10 till 12. So make sure you're on hand and bring the kiddos with you. And for Chuck Roberts, I'm Sanford Cohen. Thanks a lot for tuning in for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. Mark Levin, the great one, up next right here on KQ&A.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.